Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of Techsplaining. This is the pre-Ignite episode where we talk about what's coming up next week at Ignite. I'm pretty excited. And I'm Stephanie Donahue, and with me today is Mark Rackley and Rob Foster. Brett's not able to join us today, so we're missing him. So what's up, guys? You guys ready for Ignite?
I am. Actually, I can't wait. I'm flying in on Saturday, so I'm really looking forward to hopefully a non-hurricane event.
Yes. They've been a little pesky lately, kind of teasing us and making sure we keep our eye on the weather, I guess.
Yeah. It's I think it's going to be fun. You know, it's always good to go down and catch up with old friends and see the new coming announcements and stuff that are coming out. Usually at the conference, they usually make some pretty major, groundbreaking announcements. So I'm looking forward to seeing that and seeing really kind of what's on the horizon for us, because this is what they announce here is going to be impacting all of us probably for the next 2 to 5 years.
Yeah, I think there's some pretty cool stuff coming. So, Rob, do you have any big predictions, anything that you're excited about or that you expect to see?
You know, I want to see really, and because all of us are MVPs here, you know, we're privy to a lot of information of what's coming. But really, where my gap is, and this is beyond all of the conversations we all have with the product group, is really I want to see how Microsoft's going to bring all these tools together. I really believe that that they're building a world-class set of solutions, right? That offers just unprecedented productivity in a complete platform for anybody that uses it. You know, and this is big to small businesses, right? So I'm really trying to, my main goal or main focus here during the week is to understand how best all of these technologies are going to come together and make it a more fluid experience for how people use the product itself.
That's pretty cool. You know, I think that I've been going through the session scheduler trying to figure out what I'm going to go see, and I'm actually having a pretty tough time. You know, those of us in the SharePoint space, I think the last time I was at Ignite, it was 2 years ago, and I think we all kind of felt like, man, we're missing out on having a SharePoint conference. There just wasn't enough content for us this year. And I'm really kind of feeling the love. I think there's a lot of really good content for not just SharePoint, but a lot of the collaboration space, forms and workflow. There's a lot of really good stuff in there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think all the way around, and I'm with you. I mean, I started out like, hey, they're taking the SharePoint conference away. They're merging it in, and this year I'm excited because, to your point, there's a ton of sessions there, and I'm just happy that they put all the sessions on board, right, for the next day or whatever, where we can download them and watch them, because there's just not enough time in the day to go see everything. But in addition, because of what we do in the space that we play in the Office 365 world and, you know, the kind of cloud world, I'm really happy that the other technologies are represented there as well. So if I wanted to go find an Azure SQL expert or somebody I have a question about DocumentDB or something in, you know, whatever in Azure, they're also at the conference as well. So I'm really excited about that because the questions I have are not just SharePoint related questions, right? And I think a lot of people are coming for that aspect as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching a couple Azure sessions myself. I think our podcast where you kind of ran with things a couple episodes ago, it was awesome and it made me excited about Azure and it made me realize how much I didn't know about Azure. So, you know, a lot of really good stuff. But Mark, you've been pretty quiet.
Oops. Yeah, well, is it okay if I join the conversation too? I could just sit and listen. You guys can do all the talking. That's fine.
Speaking of sessions, Mark, what are you thinking? I think you've got some folks coming to your framework session. I think, what, 600 people or something?
Last time signed up? It was 621 people registered for it. Yeah. So
I guess there's a lot of folks excited about the framework.
Hey, if I can figure out how to get this demo to work, yeah, it'll be a nice session.
I think that's awesome, man. I think it's awesome that you submitted a session idea and it got selected. And I know your sessions usually at these conferences are highly rated. So I know you're going to do well. I mean, I'm really excited for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Your check's in the mail. When Rob compliments me, you know there's something going on. What do you want, Rob?
Oh, I might have to crash in your hotel room, just saying.
Okay. Noted.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, I'm very much looking forward to the week. It's you know, there's a lot of cool stuff coming that I'm looking forward to being able to talk about finally. And I think that it's really exciting to see what they're doing with SharePoint and Office 365 and how they continue to build and add to the platform and how they are actually continue to listen to what people are asking for and actually deliver that stuff. So it's an exciting time.
So what are the, if I was interested in your session, Mark, what are the key takeaways that you, well, not maybe not the key takeaways, but what are the key topics in your session? I don't want to give the give away the takeaways, but I mean, what specifically are you focusing on?
So my session is on the SharePoint framework, and you know, I've been doing client side dev in SharePoint since SharePoint 2007, actually, back when people used to point and laugh and make fun of me for doing it. And so over the years with SharePoint 2010, 2013, 2016, client-side development has become more and more critical. So with the SharePoint framework, it's a different way of writing a script and getting those scripts on your pages. So in the past with previous versions of SharePoint, we just wrote a couple of JavaScript files and put them on a page with a content editor web part or a script editor web part. Well, you can't do that anymore on modern pages. You need to use the SharePoint framework for that. But the SharePoint framework is pretty cumbersome, and you have to do things like use TypeScript, and there's a lot of options in there. And if you've got hundreds and hundreds of solutions that you previously built using just JavaScript, how do you easily get those into the SharePoint framework? So I'm going to take the audience through one of my solutions that I develop, and I'm going to, you know, in the session, convert it to a SharePoint framework, a client web part, in hopefully less than 20 minutes.
Extremely valuable, man. I mean, that's and it's that type of content I think people are coming for, right? Because that's not like a dog and pony show. That's a real, I mean, that's a real thing that people can come right out of your session with and be able to walk away and start hopefully being productive with their stuff.
That is the hope, yes.
I mean, that's awesome. That's really cool.
Thank you.
So Stephanie, what have you got planned? I mean, I know you're working. Actually, you and Mark are both working one of the Hyperfish. I guess the Hyperfish booth, right? Is that correct? I don't know. Can we say that on the air?
Hopefully, hopefully they don't mind a little extra advertising. Yeah. So Mark and I, you can find us at the Hyperfish booth. I believe on Monday afternoon we'll be there. We are Hyperfish partners, and so we'll be there helping out with demos and talking to folks about what Hyperfish can do with user profiles. As you guys know, user profiles are really big. I think they're going to be even bigger moving forward. I think everyone wants more personalization as we start to scale the environment in 365. And all this new stuff they're pushing out, personalization and being able to target content, having results that matter to me on my homepage, on my search results, all of that, super important. So tools like Hyperfish help you get those profiles filled in. And that's why we're there, because we really believe in that stuff. So we're going to have some fun there. And Rob, I know you've got some stuff going on too. I think I saw a reference the other day on Facebook to all your VIP meetings. So what makes you so special? What are you up to?
Well, it's kind of, I want to come back to this user profile thing because I've got a couple questions for you. But anyway, I was just joking about the VIP meetings, whatever, on Facebook. But as far as that goes, I mean, so in my role, we're doing a lot of stuff that's I would say on the edge in the enterprise space. So we get to work closely with my company and closely with the Microsoft product groups for, okay, how does this roll out and how does this work when 100,000 people hit it and how do you govern that and how do you do all this stuff? So we're trying to figure out these big problems that don't really have an answer. And we're working a lot with directly with the product groups, right? Because we're feeding them, you know, here's our problem and how can we solve it? And they're helping us very well, helping us solve it. I mean, I joke about, you know, the criticizing Microsoft and some of the, you know, things that they do. But I have to say that they are tremendously helpful and are really hand holding us through this whole move through Office 365 or this whole journey we're on. They're on it with us. So what we're doing is that I've got I think it's up to about 15 meetings scheduled throughout the week with different product group members that I'm meeting with. So we can focus on things like data residency or, you know, like where your content lives and how you can, how we can support different regulatory things with the platform, right? Or once we do this, solve this data residency problem, how is search going to work and what does that mean? So really just trying to get a face-to-face with these folks and because we talk on the phone all the time, but just try to get a face-to-face, try to solve some problems and really get some insight from not only the people we're talking to, but some of their internal experts that will be at the conference as well. So that's kind of really what I meant by VIP meetings. It's not really that. It's just, hey, we're all in the same location, so let's go, you know, meet up at a table at a, you know, in the cafeteria or whatever is really what it's nothing more than that. But it's so important, right? And I was trying to ask in prep for this show, some of my colleagues that are going to be down there. And that was probably the top thing that people were looking forward to was, you know, the sessions were on up there, but also being able to meet the people that we work with every day in the product groups and as well as some of the experts, some of the MVPs that, you know, you get to read their blogs and listen to their podcasts and stuff. So, I mean, that's it's just a great place to go and figure out the networking thing, the networking aspect of conferencing, right? Because the majority of conferencing is meeting people and really sitting down and having a conversation, whether it's in passing in the hallway or it's over a beer or whatever. You know, I think there's just tremendous value in just sitting face to face with someone.
You know, I think that's a really important point. If you're new to Ignite and, you know, what are you supposed to do when you get there? And I think there's an assumption that, you know, of course you go to sessions and you find stuff that makes sense for you to go to and learn about. The expo hall, a fantastic place to network and meet people and get to know what vendors and products are out there. But also to get support, Office support is out there. A bunch of folks who know a whole lot about Office 365 will be in there. But also the evening events, and you may not necessarily think about that if you're new to Ignite, but I find the evening events to be where some of the most interesting conversations happen. Everybody kind of relaxes a little bit, loosens up, talks about what they've been dealing with, and I get some really good information just kind of chatting with people and getting to know what their challenges are and just, you know, what they've been up to. So I think the evening events are probably, for me, just as important, if not more important than the sessions.
I agree. Mark, what do you think?
Well, that's good feedback. No, I'm kidding. I agree. So last year when I went to Ignite, I actually only had an expo hall pass, and I actually didn't attend any sessions. And I still got a ton of value out of it. Just the conversations you can have with people, the meetings you can have with people, the interactions with them at night, like Stephanie was saying. It's the networking experience alone is unlike anything else that you can really get, unless you were to go to another large Microsoft conference, like maybe Envision or something. So it's definitely worth the time to go there and meet and talk to people, find out what others are doing, and just see what's new and exciting and stay on top of it.
Yeah, and I think this time we're going to have a little extra fun with a fundraiser that I think AvePoint's putting on. They've got, you know, AvePoint always does the red party, which is always an amazing party where everybody kind of gets dressed up and you wear red and you go and you talk to folks. But this year is extra special. We're doing a fundraiser and Mark is actually going to be walking the runway.
Really?
So if you can imagine that. Yeah.
Hey, Mark, can you wear a Techsplaining shirt, please?
You know, I don't have it. I will have Techsplaining tickets, stickers with me at Ignite, though, but I do not have a Techsplaining shirt. Sorry.
Well, just put two stickers over your boobs, and we'll call it even.
Sounds like a plan.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be the only one on the runway. Stephanie's going to be on the runway too, so
Oh, yeah.
I may be joining you. It'll be extra fun. Yeah.
No, and you know, that's another thing I posted on Facebook, which I think people are just assuming I'm having something negative to say about this, was I was looking at the vendor list, right? And I was looking at all these vendors that I was like, man, I want to talk to them. And, oh, they've got something cool and all this. And I was like, hey, anybody out there, any vendors out there I should just ignore because there's, you know, I kind of left it at that. And I think people thought I was being negative, but I was actually being very positive that there are so many vendors at this show, and there's a lot of value in talking with the vendors, right? And especially with doing, you know, I'm not joking around about this. I mean, there's a lot of value that they bring to the show and to you that you can, if you find one that has a niche product that maybe you're having this problem and they can solve that. Typically the products are very affordable, right? And they have these really unique solutions. And, I would encourage people to get out in the vendor hall and talk to as many vendors as you can. Even if they're not working in the space you're working in, immediately, you know, that they might have something for you in your company that you can at least make that connection with. And I think the vendor expo is, I'm really excited about that.
You know, you touched on something there too. I think the products have gotten more affordable since the shift to Office 365, because we now have a situation, instead of having to like license a server or four servers, you're now just licensing by user in a lot of the cases. And so I think for so long, we kind of just shut down, right? We're like, oh, I don't want to talk to vendors. Their stuff's all expensive. They send me these emails. But there's really some good stuff out there. And it, like you said, it's affordable. The pricing structures are different. So you spread out that cost over time. And in a lot of cases, you know, it's a lot harder to develop in 365 than it used to be on-prem. You have to go through certain avenues to do it correctly and to make sure you're not hitting performance and things like that. And in some cases, they just, you know, Microsoft locks you down altogether. So these vendors, they've gone through that for you. They've gone through the hard part. They've made it affordable. So I agree. I think it's worth your time. Go check things out. And just even if it's just for ideas on what everyone else is doing, because sometimes it can make a big difference with the user adoption. So
absolutely.
So what else is going on? We've got our podcast going on, right? We're going to do a podcast from Ignite next week.
We are. Yeah. I don't know where, but I'm sure we'll find an area to where we can do it. I know, when Brad and I were doing the SharePoint pod show, we actually were able to secure they've got a podcasting area. So, we're hoping to find something out in there to where we can do that. And we'd really like to talk to people and have them on the show as well. I mean, I think that's so important to get other perspectives, on the show about whatever you're doing or whatever you may be focusing on. So, even if you don't think what you have is that interesting, come talk to us and we'll see if we can make a show out of it. Cause I think it's, chances are likely we can probably ask some good questions and you could probably give us some good answers. So,
it's a great place to corner people too.
Yes.
Wait, hey, come here, come talk to us.
Yes, exactly. So I'm actually bringing a portable recorder that we'll all be kind of passing around and everything. So we'll be doing, very, very much live and almost straight to market podcasts, obviously editing out the bloopers and stuff. But, I hope to at least get one to four shows out. I mean, I'm thinking we can definitely do that.
Well, and, you know, I guess we should also say that this Ignite's going to be the official coming out party for X-Techsplaining. We haven't actually done a hard launch yet of the podcast. So that's going to be where we're going to really just start advertising, telling people about the podcast and trying to make some noise. You guys sound really excited about that. I was expecting more. I mean, come on.
I am.
Well, we have stickers to give out. Well, how do they need to come find us for stickers?
Well, and this is episode 7, right? So we've had some pretty decent download numbers since we've kind of just put some teasers out. So I'm really hoping it takes off, and I hope people are finding value in this. And one of the things that I'm hoping for to talk to as we start talking to people and they start listening to the show is really getting that feedback. And you know, I want people to straight up, hey, this helped me or this didn't help me. I would really wish you would have focused on X, Y, and Z, because we're trying to progressively make the show better. and more valuable to people, because if we're not providing value, it's just three or four people talking on a show and it's not worth it. So we want to know if we're providing that value to you. So please share that feedback with us. And we would definitely love to hear it.
Yeah, we're talking
live and in person. You're not going to offend me. You might offend Mark, but you're not going to offend me.
I'll find my safe place. That's okay. I'll find a little safe space and hang out there. But no, if you've got show ideas or something you want to hear us talk about, just let us know. We're open to all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's also a big, I'm kind of interested in what you guys think are going to do at Universal, right? Because there's the big conference party is at the Universal Studios and Universal Islands of Adventure. They're closing down the parks there and opening up to all attendees. So what are you guys most excited about there?
I was there in January, so I'm excited to not have long lines and huge crowds. So that's going to be fan-freaking-tastic.
Are we sure about that part? There's a lot of folks going down to Ignite. So I don't know. I guess I'm hopeful the lines aren't too bad, but I'm thinking it could still be pretty busy.
They'll all be at the free alcohol lines. The ride lines will be short. So it depends on which lines you're talking about.
You know, I think the last time Tech Ed was in Orlando, I rode Hulk maybe like 9 times back to back, you know, just not because it was just nobody was in line. You would just get off and then essentially go back to the end of the line, which was like 3 people, and then you would get right back on. So I'm hoping it's something like that. What I'm really most excited about is I want to follow Spence Harbor around. And as we enter in Harry Potter world with him having red hair, all I remember about Harry Potter world was any little kid with red hair, they would run up to him and ask him if they were related to the Weasleys. And if they do that, I will be crying. So that's I'll pay any staff member to just follow us around and call him Weasley all night. That'd be great.
Noted.
When do you guys arrive in town?
So I think we all arrive about the same time on 4:30 on Saturday. There's an MVP pre-day on Sunday that we're going to be going to learn some additional stuff. But yeah, around 4:30 on Saturday.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners want to ride to the venue, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll be there about the same time as well, doing the pre-day, and we'll be hanging out for the week. I think I don't take off again until Friday, so lots of time there, being able to network and find people and have some fun. Looking forward to it.
That's when I'm in Saturday to Friday as well, and then I fly back to Nashville on Friday, get back on a plane on Saturday, go back to Orlando, and then get on a cruise ship. So I'm going on vacation.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty fabulous, though. You can't complain too much about that.
No, it's a tough gig, you know. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to connecting with folks and meeting new friends, seeing old friends, and just having a week of learning the new stuff. So I'm tremendously excited about this whole week.
It's definitely something that it's the Comic-Con for Microsoft geeks, I guess you could say, right? It's the place to be.
I'm tired just thinking about next week, though, right? Because it's fun, but like you come home pretty exhausted after a week like that.
So. Well, you do. I mean, you essentially work a good 70 or 80 hours, right? Because and I call it all where it's fun, right? We have fun, but we're going for, you know, say you go at the venue hall, you get there at 8 a.m. and then you get to bed at midnight or 1 o'clock, and then you go and do it again, and you do this for 6 days.
Yeah.
It can wear on you. Yeah. You know, we're not as young as we used to be.
Oh, and you know there's a couple work meetings wedged in there somewhere, too. You know, you'll find some noisy corner in the expo hall to take a phone call. So you got a few of those as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, just because we enjoy it doesn't mean it's not work. We chose this type of living because we enjoy it as well. So I do like to point out the fact that it is working, even though we're having fun. That's for when my wife hears the podcast and hears you guys talking about that, so I don't get in as much trouble.
We are working hard all week. Definitely.
I think there's a rocket launch. Isn't SpaceX also launching a rocket as well?
I heard a rumor about that.
Yeah, AC and CJ said that they're going to take some of their podcast listeners to it, but it's at like 2 a.m. or something. Or 3 a.m.
Oh, is it really?
It's what they said. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Hey,
so they're going to go straight after the, we'll call them networking events. for those listening, we are working hard. After the networking event, you could go straight there.
Well, I think, aren't they doing a contest where, you know, if you guys, anybody listening to this show, head over to the MS Cloud Show, and AC's got a survey out there that you can fill it out, and I think he's going to take two listeners to the launch in his Tesla. So I think the Tesla is going to drive them there and everything, and I think I want to one-up AC on that. I think because you can see the launch from Orlando vaguely, we want to take all of our listeners to the launch in Orlando. So just meet us at a bar and we'll stand outside and watch it. And it'll be great.
Big promises, Rob.
Yeah. Not saying we're going to see anything, but we'll have a good time.
Absolutely.
So, Mark, I know before we close out, I'm again really excited about your session. You know, proud of you. Proud we're you know, I'm talking to you right now and all that. But I want you to I'd like for you to plug your session again so people that are interested can go. I think it sounds like a fantastic session, and that's definitely the latest and greatest stuff with a lot of value. So, you know, what's your session titled, and when and where is it?
So yeah, the name of the session is Understanding the SharePoint Framework and How It Affects Your JavaScript Customizations. The session is going to be on Monday from 4:35 to 4:55 at the OCCC West Building Theater, Level 2. So yeah, it's going to be a quick 20-minute session. I'm going to blow through some cool demos and show you guys how to get things done. If you also want to say hi to Stephanie and I, we will be at the Hyperfish booth from 2 to 4 on Tuesday. So stop by and say hi to us there.
That was Tuesday. I said Monday, so my mistake. Tuesday, 2 to 4.
I think I can possibly edit that, but I'm not going to guarantee anything. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so Tuesday, 2 to 4, and go see Mark in his theater. I've never spoken in a theater. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
So. No. So, well, I think we're, I guess in prep, I think we need to call it quits on this podcast, and all of us, I need to pack. I don't know if you guys have even packed yet, but I've got to.
Oh, I haven't even thought about it yet.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I know you guys will have a safe flight. I will see you guys in Orlando, with big hugs. And, on Saturday, I'm sure we'll be hooking up on Saturday night at a venue to eat and stuff. So I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys in person again, and you know, y'all have a safe flight and safe travels, and I will see you guys real soon.
Yeah, see you guys soon.
Sounds good.
Travel safe.
All right, you're listening to Techsplaining. If there's any questions or comments or feedback you want to send us, send it to info@techsplaining.net. And until next time, we will see you at the Microsoft Ignite conference.